Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Family-owned businesses make up a significant portion of the state and national economy, and almost all of them are part of the small business sector that is being so dramatically affected by the current crisis. Our next guest's institution recently created a program to offer educational, networking, and professional development opportunities to these business owners. Brad Bechtold is founding director of the Family Enterprise Institute of South Carolina at Anderson University. Brad, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, first of all, give us the genesis of this Family Enterprise Institute and what it is all about.
Well, as many people know, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, are the backbone of our economy. Family-owned enterprises comprise about 35% of Fortune 500 companies, and about 90% of American businesses are family-owned and controlled. They also account for a significant amount of our gross domestic product, not just in the U.S., but in South Carolina, and also a significant amount of our country's employment, our state's employment, and a significant amount of all new job creation. And so many of our businesses that we work with at Anderson University have asked us, you know, for resources to support them. Family-owned businesses are very different than traditional businesses. They have very different and unique needs. So I like to say when you mix blood and business together, that can have some pretty tremendous outcomes. And most oftentimes those are positive, but sometimes they can be very destructive.
The Institute is now up and running and providing these tools to these business owners?
Yes, we just launched in January. So right now, Mike, what we're doing is we're talking with businesses that we serve at Anderson University about what their specific needs are so that we can help them to have business success and also continuity.
And of course, in this time of crisis, there's one more issue that I'm sure you are working with these businesses on.
Sure. The COVID-19 virus affects all businesses. And so right now we have a couple things that we're doing. We are producing a webinar for family-owned businesses to give them some guidance on how to get through this crisis successfully. And we're also preparing a podcast to accomplish the same result.
Brad, can you go ahead and share a couple of these tips with us that you are compiling?
Sure. One of the tips that we like to share is to lean into your strengths. Family-owned businesses have resiliency, and we really believe by leaning into their strengths that they're going to have the ability to recover from this challenge. Another suggestion is to keep your commitment to your people and keep it real. You know, employees look to the employers for strength, for guidance, and so by demonstrating prudence in your actions and your language and authentic communication, you know, you can lead with calmness and also with dignity and with strength. Another suggestion is just to look to the past for guidance. You know, what other challenges have you overcome as a family business? Tell those stories, remind people that coming together and working our way through this is the way that we'll get to the other side. The other idea is to lead with intention, you know, rather than responding after the fact, try to be proactive and anticipate what some of the concerns and challenges are and engage your employees in developing solutions to those challenges.
Once this crisis is passed, what are the plans for the Institute? What will you be bringing to the state going forward?
Well, our first major event, we're going to have Deanie Cecil Pickering, who's the great-granddaughter of George Vanderbilt and the Biltmore Company. And she and her nephew are going to come to Greenville and share with us the story of how the Biltmore family has diversified and created a tremendous brand and business through multiple generations. Following that, we will bring in recognized family business leaders from across the state, where we will have some dialogue about their company, about some of the challenges they face, how they've overcome them. The programs that we'll offer, Mike, will be statewide programs in Greenville County, Anderson University, the Midlands will offer programs in the Lowcountry. And so we intend to engage family businesses across the state. So the programs will be mobile so that we can have as broad of an impact as possible.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Brad Bechtold is founding director of the Family Enterprise Institute of South Carolina at Anderson University. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.